People often find 21-year-old Jonathan Wong a mystery.
They go, are you Filipino? Are you Mexican? Are you Pacific Islander? Are you Hawaiian?
Wong is actually a fourth-generation Chinese and third-generation Mexican-American. He finds there is one thing both cultures value deeply.
The connection you have with your family in general, both of them are very family-oriented.
Like many immigrants, Wong's Mexican and Chinese ancestors came to the U.S. for a better life, says Shelley Fisher Fishkin of Stanford University.
The Chinese who came to the U.S. in the middle of the 19th century and then Mexicans who came at the end of the 19th century, early 20th century, were lured by the possibility of creating opportunities for their families that were not possible in their home countries.
These new immigrants often faced discrimination and worked as laborers, either as modern-day Mexican migrant workers or as Chinese railroad workers in the 19th century. In an art exhibit that looks at the two groups' experiences, this piece by Hong Liu depicts the early Chinese immigrants who came to dig for gold or labor on the railroads.
The very reason the Chinese first came here is to escape from the economic despair in China.
Stephen Wong, the curator of the Chinese American Museum, says immigrants from both countries still come at any cost.
Not a lot of people realize that there still is a lot of unskilled labor coming in from both communities. And not a lot of people know, too, when it comes to immigration and immigration reform, usually people associate that with, oh, that's a Latino issue. But that is also a big Asian issue of undocumented immigrants coming in, also specifically Chinese.
Often both groups also live in ethnic enclaves. Artist Tony de los Reyes, whose paintings focus on borders, experienced this while growing up in Los Angeles.
The border of Mexico now extends in certain small areas within Los Angeles, even though the physical border may be, 120 miles south.
Mostly Mexican East Los Angeles is one such area. Neighboring it is Monterey Park, a predominantly Chinese suburb. While these immigrant groups may live near each other, De Los Reyes says the two do not often mix.
You're going to have this push and pull between not wanting to be in a place because culture is different, and then also being attracted to it.
But Jonathan Wong says the boundaries are blurring. That's why he's not surprised his parents married.
Look how much blending there is, and it's not even weird at all, how they would have met or how they could have, came across each other and, hit it off.
He expects more blending of the two cultures around the country as immigrants and their descendants continue to seek the American dream. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.